Mishnah Shabbos, Parak Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Lo Yikov Adam, a person should not puncture a hole. Shifafera shel beitza, in an eggshell of an egg. Bimalena shemen, then fill it up with oil. In those days, they were able to use the eggshells as like a utensil, as a kli. So you can't take this eggshell, puncture a tiny hole in the bottom, fill it up with oil. Vietnena al pianir, and then hang it on top of a candle, so that it's constantly dripping down into the candle and feeding the flame. You can't do this Erev Shabbos when you're lighting candles. B'shvil shetahim in a tefes, tipa tipa min Hashem latuch aner, should drip drop by drop into the oil. You can't do this on Erev Shabbos. Shehoil v'ashuferes hu kli b'fnei asma, since this eggshell is a separate utensil, it's not part of the actual flame. V'enu mechuberes l'ner, it's not attached to the flame, the Kat explains. Choshishim, the Chachamim, were concerned, Shem Yitol b'Shabbos ben HaShemen Shem HaShifaferes, lest you come and take from the oil in the actual eggshell on Shabbos. You might need oil for something, and you'll forget that it's feeding the flame, and you'll take from that oil. And what's going to happen is you're going to transgress the sin of Mechaba, of extinguishing a flame on Shabbos. So till now, we've really been discussing, you know, other reasons why you can't do certain kind of things Erev Shabbos with your wicks, with your neros. A lot of it had to do with making a fire, but here, making fire on Shabbos, of course. Here, the problem is that you're going to be extinguishing a flame on Shabbos by extracting from the oil that's feeding the flame. I feel he shall cheres. The Mishnah says, even if the utensil you're using is not necessarily an eggshell, but it's cheres, it's earthenware. In those days, the earthenware wasn't as, you know, clean and nice as it is today. It was just a meistic thing. It was disgusting. So maybe you'll say that, hey, it's so gross, you're not going to come ahead and touch. Go ahead and touch it. No, even so, the Chachamim were concerned that you may take from the oil on Shabbos. You can't use this kind of structure when you're lighting Shabbos candles out of Shabbos. However, Rabbi Yehuda says it's permitted to place this shifaferes, this eggshell, with a tiny hole in the bottom that's got oil on it, that's hanging on top of a nair, and it's feeding the nair constantly by drop by drop. He says it's permitted to do this on Erev Shabbos. She'enu choshesh shema yitol mimena shema b'Shabbos. He's not concerned that you're going to go ahead and take from the oil on Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in. Because you see what's going on. Granted, it's a separate utensil, and maybe you're going to forget that it's feeding a nair, but he says, no, look at the nair. The flame's right there. You see it's feeding it. And therefore, he says, I'm not concerned, and you could do this structure, because he's not concerned you'll take from the oil. Meaning, both shitas hold, you can't take from the oil. But the question is do we prohibit the ability to work with this structure initially, because we're afraid you'll take from the oil? Or do we say, no, you could use this structure, and we're not afraid you could take from the oil? So that's the machlokas, whether you could do this structure or not. But of course, all of them hold that you can never take from the oil. Okay. Aval em chibra hayotze metchila mutter. Vipneshu kli achad. However, if the craftsman or the owner of the home takes this utensil and attaches it to the flame in a way that it's all one utensil now, it's not just hanging on a shelf, but it's attached as one utensil, then all shitas will permit this structure, Erev Shabbos, because now we're not concerned they'll take from the oil on Shabbos, because you'll see that it's attached to the flame, and you'll know that it's feeding the flame. So when it's a separate utensil feeding the flame, that's where there's a machlokas, whether you can work with this structure or not, Erev Shabbos, you know, whether we are or we're not concerned you'll take from the oil on Erev Shabbos. That's where there's a machlokas, a debate. But once you set it up as one structure, you attach it all together, then even though the oil is dripping down and, you know, it's on top of it, but since it's one structure, we're not concerned that you'll take from the oil on Shabbos, and it's permitted to use this structure. Lo yimale, this would be a similar case. Lo yimale adam asakara shema v'nana b'tzad anir. If you have, imagine you have a wick burning in oil, and the oil's running out, right? It's Erev Shabbos. So, or you just had a little bit of oil to start with. So you want to take a second canister of oil, put it next to the first wick, which is sitting in oil. And then the wick is very long, so you want to, you know, reach your hand into the first utensil, pull out the bottom of the wick, and then let it, you know, drag along into the second utensil as well. So it's feeding, in essence, from both utensils. Here you have the same problem. You have a second utensil feeding the first flame, and it's not attached to it. So the Tanakhama is concerned that you're going to go ahead and take from the second canister of oil on Shabbos, not realizing that it's feeding the flame. And then you'll be transgressing a sin of extinguishing a flame on Shabbos, of kiboy. So he says, Lo yimali adam esaka ara shemen v'nada b'zada haner, v'yitin v'osha p'sila b'socha, and then, you know, put the wick into it from the other end. B'shvil shot eshu eves, so that it should draw from the oil. You can't do this. You have your flame burning, you can't take the bottom of the wick and then put it into a second utensil holding oil before Shabbos. Even though it's before Shabbos, because we're afraid, again, you'll take from the oil of the second utensil on Shabbos, and you'll transgress the sin of extinguishing a flame, because every drop of oil that you take out, in essence, you're diminishing the flame. But again, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm not worried about this. You can work with this structure, Erev Shabbos, because I'm not concerned someone will go ahead and take oil on Shabbos, because he sees it's feeding the flame. Even though it's not attached, you know, it's feeding the flame. And of course, you can't take from the oil, but he won't prohibit using this structure. And he's not concerned that someone's going to forget that it's feeding a flame. Mishnah, hey. Hamachabes aner, one who extinguishes a flame, bipneshu misyari bipne gayim. He's afraid that there are gayim. It says here, parsayim. They had some kind of holiday where they would, you know, light candles only in the house of avodah zarah, of idol worship. And if you light it in your house, they're going to think that your home is a home of avodah zarah. So he wants to put out the flame on Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos, because he's afraid of the gayim. Or when they list him, he's afraid that there are thieves around. He wants his home, you know, he doesn't want his home to be lit up. Or when they ruch ra, he's got like some kind of illness where he's got to have everything dark. He can't stand the light. Or v'imbishvil achola, or he has an ill person in the home, sheishan, that's got to go to sleep. So in all these cases, even on Shabbos, it's putter. Here really means mutter. They just say putter because the sefer will say chayev. But even mutter lechatchila, initially you could put out the flame on Shabbos. Because all these cases are a case of sakanis nefashis. It's, you know, it has the same level of someone's life being on the line. So even on Shabbos, you could put out the flame. However, kechas al aner, if one wants to extinguish the flame because he's afraid that once all of the oil will be consumed, the flame might keep on going and it'll burst his whole candelabra. That's what they say over here. Or kechas al shemen, he wants to put out the oil, the flame, because he needs his oil and it's eating up all his oil and he gotta save his oil. Or kechas al psila, he needs his wicks. He doesn't want the wick to be burning anymore. In these cases, you're chayev. Even though these are not cases of sakanas nefashis, of, you know, a life on the line, they're just regular cases. The chiddush, what we're teaching you here is that even though the action that you're doing is not necessarily for the sake of the action, meaning you're not putting out the flame because you want the flame out. You're putting out the flame because you're concerned that your candelabra might burst. You're concerned that you're going to lose your oil. You're concerned you're going to lose your wick. So it's not for the sake of the action. You have ulterior motives. Even so, you can't do that on Shabbos. And if you did, then you're transgressing a sin of extinguishing a flame on Shabbos. However, Rabbi Yosef, Poter Bechulon, he says, no, can you believe it? He's lenient. You could put out the flame in all these scenarios. Because he says, since the reason why you're putting out the flame is not because you want the flame out, it's you don't want your candelabra to explode, you don't want to lose your oil, you don't want to lose your wick. Granted, they're not sakanas nefashis, but because the extinguishing is not for the sake of extinguishing, but there's ulterior motives here, he says that it's permitted to do it on Shabbos. Chutz min apsila, except with the case of the wick. Why? Ibneshu osa pecham. Because in the case of the wick, they say, your claimer, shem kibas aner, if you extinguish the flame, because you want the flame, the wick, to be lit a little bit, so that the wick gets singed. And then what happens is, when the wick gets singed, the next time you light it, it'll light very, very nicely. So here, you're extinguishing the flame because you want the wick to be better. It's improving the wick. You're improving the wick by extinguishing the flame to make it that it's all singed up, so the next time it lights nicer, and the flame will glow nicer. See here, granted it's ulterior motives, but it's not like a passive ulterior motive where you want to avoid a loss. It's active. You want to make this wick a better wick. You know, you should say, "Mehuv heves leher yafin," it'll light nicer the next time around. So then he considers it that you're doing the action for the sake of the action itself, for the sake of the flame, for the wick, and therefore, since you're improving it, you can't do it on Shabbos, and you would be chayev. And this is the famous machlokas with the concept of malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. You're doing an action, but it's not for the sake of the real action. You have ulterior motives in mind. And we have the machlokas in the Mishnah of whether it would be permitted or whether it would be prohibited.